Never called my mother anything to this kid. He called her, called her Laura, and she called him John.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, and your father and your mother were your, you'd say, they are...
Paul and Marwell.
And they were your parents?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They were my parents.
Mm-hmm. And your father's father was your...
Grandfather.
And your father's mother?
I was named after him.
Charles?
Charles Calvin.
And your father's mother was your...
Huh?
Your father's mother was your...
Grandmother, of course. Huh?
What did you usually call them?
Grandpa and Grandma.
Grandpa and Grandma?
Yeah. We never called them Grandpa and Grandmother. We just called them Grandpa and Grandma. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, of course, now it's different, you know. They don't say anything about Grandpa much anymore.
Yeah. My daughters do. They call my father Grandpa.
Do they?
Oh, he likes
it. Well, some of them do, yeah.
He thinks that's dandy.
Yeah.
He figured after all these years, he's entitled to it. Do they have a doctor to deliver the babies in the early days?
Yeah, they all come out in the country to deliver them, you know.
Was it done by a doctor, or was there a neighbor lady?
Well, they had what's called a midwife, you know.
Oh.
And all had some woman, you know, used to just got made the practice do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I guess some of those women were pretty capable.
Well, listen, our nearest doctor was 7 miles and had to ride a horse to get him when we first come here, you know.
Mm-hmm. I
don't think we even had a doctor when some of my younger brothers were born in the Cherokee Strip. Hmm. We had an old lady all went around and took care of him.
Uh-huh. I talked to my wife's uncle's mother, and she said she had... 3 children, I think. A doctor delivered 2 of them, and a midwife delivered the 3rd. She said there was just no comparison. The midwife was much better than the doctor.
I'll say, yeah.
She did a much better job.
Yeah. I got my grandson's wife been expecting, and they thought it was going to be here in February. And my daughter's here this morning, said that she wasn't feeling too good. She hoped she'd find the baby today, so it'd be on my birthday. That's my great-grandkid, you know.
Uh-huh. If your son has the same general features as you, you'd say the boy what?
Huh?
If a boy has the same features as his
father... Oh, he said it, what do you call that now? Same resemblance. Mm-hmm. He resembles his granddad.
What did you say as a boy? He favors his father? Or
favors his father,
looks
yeah.
Looks like his father? Or
he favors his father.
Favors?
He'd always say favor one another and face anything else.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any particular word for an illegitimate child when you were a boy? An illegitimate child?
Oh, we call bastards.
Just bastards? I know in some places they call them woods colts.
Yeah, but that's what they say they call them bastards.
That would be the common term. Did you have anything for transporting babies? You know, now they have these things with wheels and you put the child in there.
We had go-karts.
Go-karts?
Yeah.
Now, were these like the modern baby carriages?
Well, a good deal, but not exactly the way.
Uh-huh. Homemade, or?
Yeah, we had them homemade.
Could the baby lie down?
Yeah, lay down, set up either one, you know. Uh-huh.
If you took the baby out in one of these, what would you say you were going to do?
Huh?
If you took the baby out in one of these, what would you say you were going to
do? Well, just haul him along with you.
Just take him along.
Take him along. That's about all there was to it.
How about a child whose parents were dead?
Huh?
If a child whose parents are both dead?
I call them orphans.
Those are orphans.
Well, they're really orphans, yeah.
Uh-huh. And let's see now, your brother's son would be your...
Be my nephew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my nephew and a girl be a niece, you know, nephew and niece, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, to get back to orphans, if they have someone appointed by the court to
watch... That's the guardian.
That's the guardian.
No, that's the guardian.